Hey, this is Scott, and you're listening to What Was That Like? New episodes with guests telling their amazing stories are every other Friday, but today we have the Tuesday question. In the podcast Facebook group, we have a new thought-provoking question every Tuesday, and it generates some really interesting and sometimes deep discussions. We'd love to have you join us. Just go to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook. But if you're not in that group, we bring it to you here in a short episode every Tuesday. We dig into the group archives and find one of the past Tuesday questions that we've discussed. Then Meredith and I answer that question, and we talk about some of the answers that came from other listeners. And if you love this one, wait till you see what we have for you next Tuesday. Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast, and at the top, click on Try Free, and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad, and then on with today's episode.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Here we are again, and this, I'm looking forward to this question.
Me too.
This is, you know, I said last time, you said, oh, it's a teaser, like something like that. I don't tease in vain. And so, yeah, I really, this is going to be a fun one. Okay, so the question is, if you could make yourself twice as attractive or twice as intelligent, what would you choose?
I want to hear yours first.
Okay. Mine's pretty simple. I would just choose twice as attractive. I'm okay with my level of intelligence. So there it is. That's my boring answer. I feel like I should expound on that somehow.
Yeah. What would you do? Like, how would that change your life?
I really don't know. This is one of those questions where it's kind of just a binary question. And usually a yes or no, or, you know, A or B question doesn't really prompt a lot of discussion, I guess, except that when I posted this in the Facebook group, the interesting thing was the reasons people gave behind it. And since I'm okay with my smarts level, I guess, I would just take attractive, but that's just me.
Okay. Okay. That's logical. I appreciate the logic in that. I, without any question, would be more intelligent. That would be hands down. And my reasoning for this is because A, confidence and intelligence are hand in hand, and confidence is hella sexy. Like, let's just talk for a minute about Justin Timberlake, shall we? Because he, if you take away the swagger, he is really no more head turning than my dentist, right? Like, he's just a regular looking fella. But you add in the swagger, you add in some nice clothes, and he's so charming, then that makes him sexy. And so to me, confidence, swagger, intelligence, they are kind of all in the same bucket. And thing too, is you can always learn how to be more attractive. So thing three is what excites me in life. What turns me on is being able to like connect with other people, especially from other countries and other cultures. And what if I could learn a language like in a week? And then I could talk with them and I could learn new things and I could have cool experiences because I could learn at a faster rate. So hands down for me, intelligence.
That all makes a lot of sense. But you said you can learn to be more attractive. You can also learn to be more intelligent, can't you? I mean, you can study
things.
It's not just about facts, you know. It's the way you interact with people and stuff like that.
But at some point, your biology is going to stop. Like, your biology is going to limit you.
But that's true about attractiveness, too, though.
True. Okay.
Here's where I'm going with this, and this is why I found this question so interesting, specifically with you, because you, our listeners may not be aware of this. You are a model. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have that right on your website. You're a part-time model. So it's not just someone's opinion that you're attractive. It's objectively accurate. I mean, companies hire you just based on that fact. But think about some famous supermodel was in an interview and she said, "Yes, I know I'm quite beautiful." It would be kind of cringy.
Yeah.
You know? And people would view that negatively, even though it's clearly true. So do you ever find yourself dealing with that conflict?
The conflict
like,
of...
Like, Meredith, you're so beautiful. How do you respond to that?
That's really sweet that you would think people are like randomly knocking on my door and just like, because first of all, most of the time I'm in my house and no one's like, "Oh my God, you should be a model." I don't know. When I first moved here, a lot of people, strangers came up to me because I think I have a very Midwestern appearance. I look quite Northern European, German. And here, there's just not a lot of natural blondes, not a, a lot of people with blue eyes. And so I got a lot of people come up to me then and said, "Oh, you should be a model," which was weird because that's how I became a model, is I was scouted at a random thing that I was at. But yeah, that's not like a normal thing. I don't really think of myself as in that way. And if you spend 2 seconds with me, I will make the most obnoxious faces and, you know, silly voices. And yeah, I really don't personify the model thing. So, and it was never something like growing up where I got extra attention, or I just always felt like I was basic.
Yeah, but that's true of a lot of models. If you look up, like do a Google image search on, you know, for any famous supermodel or any actress or someone who's considered really beautiful, and look for a picture of them with just without any makeup, just, you know, like they just got out of bed or something. And a lot of them, I mean, they seem like they are rather plain looking, you know, I mean, it seems so superficial to judge people by that way, but that's, I mean, that's what the Hollywood and modeling industry, that's all based on that, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I want to be clear that I'm a commercial model, not a fashion model. So if y'all are finding my Instagram later and you're like, "Hold up, homegirl has some hips. How is she a model?" Like,
but wait a minute, can you elaborate on that? Because I know nothing about this. What does that mean?
So commercial models are meant to be like the girl next door, like the everyday person. You've got fairly normal measurements. You know, you eat the cookie. you look like, when you're on camera, you just look like someone wants to be friends with. That's a commercial model, right?
Okay.
It's like the relatable woman. And so I'm not just a commercial model. I'm usually the mom of whatever set I'm on. Tomorrow, I will be the mom on set. So it's not really that glamorous of a thing. No one ever comments about my body or anything like that. I'm in a very small market. So I get like 2 or 3 jobs a year and that's it. And they're always a very similar role where I'm somebody's mom and I have a fake husband and fake kids. And there are some funny stories, maybe another day I'll share with you, of being on set and funny things happening. But mostly it's very, very boring.
Okay. Well, I can imagine that. Yeah. Here's a fun fact about me. I can't tell if a man is attractive.
What?
I have no idea.
What do you mean?
I mean, I can look at it. Of course, it's all subjective. You know, it's opinion.
Yeah.
But I often, like if we're watching television or a movie or something, I will often ask my wife or my daughter, is that guy attractive? Because I cannot tell. It's just something I'm blind to, I guess.
I love that so deeply. I don't think I've met anyone that straight before.
That's, I guess I didn't think of it that way, but.
Yeah, you know, because like straightness or gayness, it's like a spectrum, you know, like, you know, given the right prison sentence, anybody could be a little wiggly on the spectrum.
I suppose. Yeah.
And I guess
in some case, it's obvious sometimes, you know, certain actors, you know, that it's, you know, obviously they're really good looking, but just the average guy on the street walking by, I would have no idea. And it's so weird. We're going way too long on this subject.
No, it's really fascinating. My husband will often point out, he's like, man, that's a good looking dude right there. Look, you know, he'll say, yeah, that's a good looking dude. But sometimes the people that he thinks, like, he thinks Tim Tebow is attractive. And I'm like, is he though? Is he? Mm. He's just got big limbs, like big, big arms and big legs. He's like a tree and makes his head look kind of small. Nice guy, it seems. But yeah, I'm not really like Tim Tebow is not really, doesn't do it for me. So yeah, that's fun. Well, I think we have a new party game next time I see you. I'm going to stand in the hallway at PodFest or whatever conference we're at the same time. And I'm going to point men out and be like, Scott,
I'll just take
10.
A guess.
What do you think? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. All right.
Okay. Well, let's see what some of the listeners said. This first one I thought just was hilarious. Again, the question is twice as attractive or twice as intelligent? What would you choose? And this person said, intelligent for sure. I look like a train wreck, but at least I could hold a conversation and make more money. Now that's practical thinking right there.
Yeah, that's honest.
And I'm guessing that she doesn't really look like, I shouldn't even say a she. I don't know if that's a she. Maybe I knew that from when I pulled it from the comments, but I'll bet this person does not look like a train wreck either.
You know? I was getting guy from this post. It's interesting to see, like, because I don't know if they're a male or female, but I don't, train wreck seems like a dude way to describe yourself. I don't know. You have to tell me if I'm right or wrong. Look at the games that we're coming up with today. Yeah. Well, the next one says, now I'm 70. I would like to be more attractive because being intelligent just makes me so mad with the dumb clucks I hear on TV.
My grandma
okay,
used to
friend,
use that phrase,
I need
clucks.
To speak to dumb clucks, and I was careful to read it correctly. I want to speak to this listener. Listen, my friend, turn off the TV because it's bad. It's bad out there. Just shut it off.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I don't even watch TV.
Yeah, I'm not really
next
for
one,
that.
Let's see. I was confused on this one. It says, let's go for twice as attractive. Twice as intelligent? Honestly, I'm smart enough. If I get any smarter, my anxiety is just going to get worse. I'm good. And someone else replied, that's exactly what I thought. I don't really understand it. How does intelligence...
I do.
Okay, explain, please.
Yeah, I would bet money that this person has a PhD. Because the wonderful, incredible people that I've met who are in academia, normally with a PhD... or multiple high-level degrees, they are tortured by their own minds, and they struggle with mental health more than people who have less education, I've observed. So that's anecdotal evidence, but I would say that is probably the case. So I have spoken to quite a few of them that have said, yeah, I wish I could just turn it off, is kind of how they describe it. So I felt that one. I mean, not that I'm that like at that level of intelligence, but I felt it because I'm an observer of people and I've observed it.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't understand what that meant. That's interesting. So then let's see this.
It says, well, I'm already pretty smart and I'm too old to care all that much about looks. Can I have twice as much money?
That's a good answer.
The reason that I loved this is because I'm like, yes, whoever this is, they would have been friends with me in school because I was totally that kid that had the write-in answer, you know, where it's like you were taking a test, multiple choice, A, B, or C. And I was like, no, I don't like these answers. And I write in my own. And so I love this because they are thinking outside the box. They have written in their own answer and it is a very good one. Yes, twice as much money because then you can educate yourself and have lip filler. I mean, there you go.
Have a little plastic surgery. All right. Good question. Now I'm looking forward to the next one.
Me too. And we learned a lot about you today, Scott. So can't wait till next time.
Maybe more than I should have revealed. That's the thing about this conversation, these conversations. Well, we'll see how it goes.
All right. See you soon.
If you want to check out the current Tuesday question that everyone's discussing, head over to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook and join the conversation. And make sure you're subscribed to What Was That Like. Every other Friday, we talk to some regular person who's been through something extremely unusual. We've had guests come on and talk about animal attacks, mass shootings, plane crashes, and getting a deal on Shark Tank. More than 160 episodes to binge. Just search any podcast app for What Was That Like. Big thanks, as always, to my co-host and producer, Meredith, for putting this episode together. You know she has her own podcast, right? It's called Meredith for Real, The Curious Introvert. And I can tell you she's definitely curious because she and her guests a lot of times have conversations about things you don't normally hear talked about. I'm Scott Johnson. See you next time.